you were holding that Samach Gimel Omer Aleph on top. The Gemara says again that the Bas Mazga, this bird called the Bas Mazga Chamra, is the daughter of the one that mixes the wine. It's the name of the bird. Shari, that bird is Mutter. The Simon to remember is sometimes the son is better than the father. Even though it doesn't really mean the son of here, but since that's the name Bas Mazga, the Bas Mazga is Kshera, but the Mazga itself, that bird called Mazga Chamra, that bird is us. Omer Rav Yehuda, it says like this, Yishinol Shakito Arichi. The Shakito, this type of a bird, called the Shakito, so you have to know, if it's Arichishkaya, if it has long legs, Visumke, and it has a red body, then it's Muta. Visenechan, the simon to remember this is Muzma. That's the simon, how to remember. Think of the Muzmara. If you think of this, that'll be Matiyu. Whereas there's another type of a bird that's Muta. So to remember that, it'll remind you of this. Rashi says, Shame, Loib, Shoy, Musuk, Lambator. That was another bird that they all knew was Tor. And also the Shuka, the thighs were long, and Gufoy, the body was red. So think of that bird, and you remember that this bird also is kosher. So that's the simonim of this Shakito, that has long legs, and it's red, then it's kosher. What's going to be Gutsi? Let's say though it has short legs, then the Sumki, short legs, and the body is red. The Sumki, then Asiri. It's a Nech. What's the Simon to remember is Ninus Pasol. Remember this by saying that a small person is unfit, it's Pasol, you can't use it. That's also a Psol. A Psol Nekayin. If he's Nemes, Rashi says Bemume Kohanim, the Becheris. So if it's too small, then it's Pasol. Now, Arichu Shekayi, what's going to be if this bird again, the Shekitino, if it has long legs, the legs are long, Arichishkaya, but Vyuraika, let's say the body is green, that's also a Siritasa. There's a Nech, what's the symmetry? Remember this? Yuraikim Sulim, that if it's green, if it turned, we had before by Trefis, if the insides turn green, that's a Simon Trefis possible. On the Rav Yehuda, Buddha says like this, Shaluch, this bird called the Shaluch, this bird that says in the Torah, it says Shaluch, you should know, Zehashalah Dogim in a Yom, the type of this bird that catches fish out of the sea, that's the Shaila. That's the Shalach. That's our Shal Dogim in a Yam. That's Treif. To Chifus, what's the bird called? The Chifus says, that's Shohoida Kafus. It's called the Chifus because it has a crown. Its crown like appears double. That means Shohoida, its crown, Kafus, is like doubled over. Rashi says, Shohoida Kafus, Karbalosoi, is of, it's very thick over there, but Dome Kemisha Kful is like it's bent over twice. That's why it's called Tuchifus. The Zel Shehevi Shomel Beis Hamidosh. That was the oif that brought the Shomer, that brought that worm that they used to cut the stones. He was the one that brought it to the Beis Hamidosh. Now, Rabbi Yechanan, Ki Evichazi Sholach. When Rabbi Yechanan ever see a Sholach, he already said this, Mishpatecha Toim Rabba, that your Mishpatecha is so great. And because in the mala, whenever we see a little ant, Omer, he would say, Tidkosukha Kahariel. Like Yotzdoka is Kahariel, like the big mountains. So Ashlem's Pshat that She Mishpatecha Apatem Rabo, he would say, She Zamanta Shaloch, Lishpat Velasas Nekumosa B'tgathayom, that you appointed this bird, the Shaloch, to take the comer for you over the fish. That's what goes in and it takes out the fish, it pulls out the fish. So then the mola has its food without any bother. The animal that you want to put through mishpat, you give him a very hard mishpat, like the shayla, it has to go and pick out the fish from the yam for its food. A koponim, you saw the godless of Hashem from these birds, or else the ant. Tadu Mora says, Omer Amir, remember something like this, Lekani Ubitni Yishayim. These two types, the Lekani and the Bitni, they're mutter. Mashenket Shaknoi Ubatnoi, these two types are, it depends. Mokav shnogu lechol earthen place that you let eat, that they not eat these birds, it's okay. But mokim shnogu shlel lechol, a place that they not eat these, is they noichel, and then you should not eat from them. So there's the question, what kind of shot is this? Ultimum and hogat tali mus is a totally how people act, like a monoshoch. Is it treif or is it kosher? Where's the tali in the minhogim, how they noich? For the more ultimum and hogat tali mus, as far as in yes, the kash is no stereo. Hold the yashro the shchicha peres v'yaznia. Here we're talking about the place where shchicha to have the peres and v'yaznia. Therefore, the sofer to say maybe these are like the peres and like v'yaznia. And hold the yashro the shchicha peres v'yaznia. The place that states mutter is the peres and v'yaznia not found. Therefore, that place is mutter. So Rashi explains that these birds also come around with one simen. So you have to be afraid, maybe they're from the Paris Yosni, that's awesome. But if you know for sure the Paris Yosni is not Shkich and not found in that town, so therefore since these birds have one simen, as you had before, therefore it's kosher. The fact that Tolim and Hogim means to say they knew whether the Yosni of the Paris is Shkich in that place or not. Omer Abaye says, Kui, this bird called the Kui, or else the Kukuyoyi Asira. These two are also. However, kukuyosa sharia, but the bird called kukurusa, kukurosa, that's muta, that's sharia. The more said of a marova, but in Israel they used to say that malku alayu, they used to say it's vada yosna, whoever eats it, gets malkus. The Korah law, they used to call this bird tachvosa, that's the way they called it. They held that the yoif is vada yosa. Tana Rabban, what about this? When the pasuk says tin shomois, that means boys sheboifus. That's a special one. Rashi says talfa means trait in shomek tib chad biotas chad b'shrotzim. That's the talfa. Meaning it's like a bat. It's like the night bird of the birds. So again, in shomas that's boys sheboifus. Atoim you're telling me boys sheboifus are yenuel a boys sheb'shrotzim. I'm actually there are two types of this tinshamis. One was for the birds and one was for the shrotzim. So maybe means to say it's like the night one of the shrotzim. Or Mata tell you to say the lomim yudgimulidus shall turn the dresses bim. You have to down from a yudgimulidus over here. What we're talking about. The dover alomud min yonoi. The nea kosum adaber. What is the person talking about that learning out? The yoifus. We're talking about the parsha of yoifus. And in this parsha it says the word tinshamis. Is Afkan Biyavis of Adi Rosam, and it says Tin Shomais, Avada means from the birds. So this is called the Boyish Boyfis. This is the bird that stays by night, the night bird. On the side, some say the Girsa should be bows, and it means Peris Mois, like a disgusting. This is the one that's most disgusting. Danamor says, Tanya Nam learned the same type of the Gemara Dias Gabi Shrotzim. Same thing by Yesheretz, Kai Gavna, that in Shomois is Boyish Shabashrotzim. Yeah. Is that time you want to tell me Boyish Shabashrotzim is the Boyish of the night one or the Mias one of Shrotzim? Are you anyway not that way, Yellow Boyish Shabashrotzim? It's like the Mias one of the Oifis, maybe? Is a matter, I'll tell you again, say, the Lomad and Yigimu Midah Shatarim and Jeshusbem. Go learn out from Yigimu Midah Shatarim and Jeshusbem. The word Dovra Lomim in Yonai, from what learned about its own Pasha. The Na'a Kosum, what we're talking about, the Yavashrotzim. This Pasuk over here is Afkan also with Ashna of Yavashrotzim, we're talking about the Pasha of Shrotzim. Yeah. Om Rabbi, Boyish Shaboyfus. He also knows the Boyish of Doifus is the Kifuf. You know, that's like the Mia, so that's the night bird, is the Kifuf. Boyish of the Shrotzim, what's the one of the Shrotzim? That's Kufadoi. Omer Rav Yehuda Koyois Zu Hakuk. Yeah, so good. Koyois Zu Hakuk. Rocham, what does that mean? That's Zu Shakoko, this type of a bird. Omer Rav Yechanan Loma Nikri Shemoi Rocham. How come the Torah calls his name Rocham? Kivan Shebo Rachem Bol Rachim Lielam. Now the Kivit Shabbat, when Rachim comes, it comes Rachim on the world. When this bird comes, then Hashem has Rachmanis on the world also. Omra Beva Bravayo Vudi Yosef Amidi Vyovit Sharkok. So it's when this bird is standing on something and it cries Shrakrak Vudi Vyovit Shrakrak. Or Gemir, we learn like this, the Yosef Arya the Sharak, it would be sitting on the ground and making this noise, is also Mashiach, that's a proof Mashiach would come. Shemin the Apostle says, Ashar Kolehem Viakaptam, that there'll be some noise made by these birds, and that Mashiach will come, that Viakaptam Hashem will gather them together. Oh, Malay Ravada Basim Lamar, Baravidi, Vohudi Yosef, Bei Karva Vishorak. There's once a type of a bird that was sitting upon a karva, a plowed field, and it started to make this noise. Viyosa Galgol Asakol Amaycha. And a stone fell and hit it upon its head. Is Omelis, he said to him, Tatahu, by the heavy, that one was a liar. In other words, it wasn't really the time for the Mashiach to come. So that's what happened to him. He started to make that noise as if to say a simin, that the Mashiach should come, and Evan fell on his head. Because he was a liar, therefore he got like Malchus, he got his punishment. Tanra Bar, not like this. Oirev, the raven, is the Oirev. That's the raven. When the Pasuk says Eskol is Eskol Oriv is Lahori Oriv Hamuki, it means to come the Oriv, the raven of the valley. Lamino, when the Pasuk says Lahori Oriv Habov Rashi Yevonim, means to include the ravens that are that they move around ahead of the doves. Rashi Yevonim, they're the head of the doves. Rashi says. Look how the Mara will explain it soon. Omama, what we just say, Pasuk says, Oiriv, so Oiriv, that means the raven. Is Otu Kamon Koi, like, first question again, Otu Kamon Koi, like, is the Oiriv here in front of us, Rashi says, like, it should have said what type of an Oiriv we're talking about. You can't just say Oiriv. We don't have any Oiriv here right now, so it should have said which type. Elaim is like this, the child like this. Oirev is the Oirev Ochmi. That type means the black raven. That's what it means. It means the black one. The Chain Rem is also posted that it says, Kavtasaisev Totalim, Shcheres Kerev, Shcheres. They see also, it's kind of like black as a raven. So Mashmah Stamaner is like Shcheres. Then we had Kerev Hamaki, that the raven of the valley. So Chiyure, that is, it has white spots on it. The Chayin Rambam is also possible to say the Marayu Omek Minor, the dye appears like deeper than the skin. Now, Kamara Chamo, Hamukim and Atzel, means to say like sunlight that appears deeper than the shadow. Now, the Erev Havo Beresha Yevonim, the ravens that move around at the heads of a dove, of Yoyna, Omra Popo, Leitema Diosi, Pereshiyoni, do not say to me to say that it moves about on the head of the doves. El the domi ratio of the unit just means to say that its head resembles that of a dove. That type of an Erev is also included in the pasha of an Erev. Turn around, but remember this. The apostle says hanates, ze hanates. It means the bird, the nates. Lemineu, it says the word lemineu. Lovius bachiri means to include bachiri. Now the more is my bachiri. What is this bachiri? On Rabbi, Abaye says it means Shurinka. That's what's called. It means the Shurinka. On Rabbi Yehuda, HaChasida Zudai Levono. The Chasid is like the white bird, Zudai Levono. Now, Lomo Nikushma Chasida. Why is this bird called Chasida? Shaisen Chasida Simcharusa, because it does kindness with its friends. The famous question is, if so, so why is it treif? Of course, it has such good midas, should be kosher. And some said of Pshatis, it only does kindness at all, only with his friends, with no other birds. That's not really called chesed. Chesed is to do chesed with anybody. Now, ha'anofa, when the Pasuk says the word, ha'anofa, zu daya, that means the bird, kol daya. Ragzonis, when it says the word, ragzonis, zu daya. Ragzonis lomo, nikra shmo anofa, shmenefe simcha ruso, like makes fights from with its other ones. The Bachelor's Gisha should be Shema Anfais. In Chavrusa. Makes troubles with his friends. Omer Rav Chonon Bar Rav Chizda. Omer Rav Chizda.
Omer Rav Chonon Brei the Rofo, Omer Rav. Esrum ve'avbo oifreis tmeim haim. There are 24 birds that are tomei that the Torah talks about. Omer le Rav Chonon bar Rav Chizdo. Rav Chizdo teicha. Where are these? Where are the 24?
So it's like this. Either vayikra, if you mean the bird that says in the parsha vayikra,
esrum over there, it only says 20. Either Mishnah Torah, the pasuk says in Devarim, esrum v'chadav, it says there are 21 birds. How do you have 24?
Maybe do the ksiv b'vayikra v'leksiv b'mishnah Torah. So shad yolayu. So therefore you have do another bird. So where it says good, akati esrim v'train heavy. All you have is 22 birds.
Amalei hoch yomer avu adimach.
This is what the father of your mother said. Mishmed rav, name of Rav. Liminayu lemino leminoi leminayu. Next it says the word liminayu twice. Is a rei kanabo with dashin four. That's have an extra four birds. For the Moriyachi, so we have 22 already, and now another four. Esrim Mishaseven should have been 26 then. Rabbi says like this. Do v'ruah achasi. The bird do and ruah is one bird. Because these sagadit, you want to tell me your thing. These sagaditach. Tarti inu, and there's like two of them. So the Gemara says, Michti letzi, Mishnetar v'lasufi.